As we wind things down here on the regular baseball season for Alvia, one of my features that I want to still get in, of course, is Where Are They Now? And one of the people I wanted to talk to, as we've been talking to former Alvia High School baseball and softball players throughout the course of the year before the games, is Cliff Kirk. And Cliff, so many people here know you, but maybe not as many remember that you pitched for Alvia at one time. What years did you play for, in fact, Coach Bill Saylor?
71, 72, and 73.
Golly, that's so farther back than I even remember. That's because it's when I was just out of high school in 1970. But you had a long history of playing baseball here, you and your family. In fact, you're not the only baseball player that played for Bill Saylor in your family, are you?
No, I'm not. I had two brothers that played baseball.
And they would be?
Kenny Kirk and Mike Kirk.
And I know Bill speaks very highly of both of them, too. But when I talk to Bill about your playing for them, for him in those years, he's particularly happy to talk about that. What position did you play for, Coach Saylor?
Besides pitching, I played second base.
And that's something I think Mike played, too, primarily later when he came along.
Yes, he did.
Kenny did what? Kenny played, he played mostly infield, as I recall, too.
Infield, yeah.
Now, you said you pitch mostly. Tell us about your pitching experience with Coach Saylor. How did you end up being a pitcher?
I started when I was in Pee Wee League and been pitching ever since.
Now, Pee Wee League, did they have Pee Wee League in Alvia? You guys actually moved here, didn't you?
Yes, we moved here from Newton, and I played Pee Wee League and then Little League and then Babe Ruth, part of Babe Ruth there in Newton.
Now, I know Mike and Kenny played Little League here, but actually part of your Little League career was in Newton, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, when you first went out for baseball here, you played as a sophomore, as I recall.
Yep.
And then junior and senior year. When you were a senior, you were certainly one of the top pitchers Albie had, if not the top pitcher. And I know you're modest, but that's basically, weren't you the kind of the go-to guy?
Yeah, I think I was.
You think you were? What kind of pitches did you throw at that time? What was your main pitch?
Oh, I threw a curveball, and I wasn't an overpowering pitcher. I was just one of them that hit the spots. You know, the catcher would set it up where he wanted it, and I would hit it.
So you were basically a good control pitcher.
Yes.
I know Mike loved the curveball. Did you like to throw the curve better than the fastball?
Yes, I did.
So you guys, and that's the way I remember you guys, you loved to go with some of the off-speed stuff. That kept people off stride. Who were some of the other people on your team in those years?
Bobby Coughlin, Robert Elswick, Mark Hollenrake, Terry Knowles.
A lot of familiar names.
Craig Buckingham.
A lot of familiar athletic names there, not just in baseball, but other sports in Alvia.
Yes.
Now, how did your teams do in those years in the conference?
Oh, so-so. Well, we had a pretty tough conference. We had Knoxville, Pella. We had some of the bigger towns, and we were like the smallest town in our conference.
A lot of people forget that about the old South Central Conference. It was dominated by a lot of big schools. And I think they'd already left the conference, but shortly before that, maybe I'm wrong on this, I know the South Central even had Indianola and West Des Moines Valley. But they still had, as you said, Knoxville and Pella and some very big schools
Winterset.
At that time. Winterset was in there. And so you had to travel a long way, and you also face some schools had a lot more people to put on their team.
Yes, we did.
That made it difficult. How was your hitting career in Alvia?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. My junior year, I think, ended up with a .341 batting average.
That would now be, as we go into this last game on the regular season for the Alvia baseball team, when we're doing this broadcast, there's only one player hitting over .400. That would right now be the second best average on the team. So that was pretty good back then, or now it would be very good.
Yeah. What's funny about that is Rick Whistler, we were tied going into the last ball game against Eddieville Blakesburg, and we were pushing each other to see who would win the batting title for the team, and I ended up getting an extra hit than he did, and I won it.
Rick probably had something to say about that, didn't he?
You know he did.
What's your most fond memory of those years playing for Alvia? Is there a particular game, particular incident, or things that stand out for you?
Besides me and Rick pushing each other, you know, for the title, was all the bus trips back. They were just, with the guys that we had, they were just hilarious.
You had some characters on that team, to be sure. Is there anything you want to get more specific with, or was it that just in general?
Oh, I had a no-hitter against Osceola. That was a pretty big deal, too.
That was good. Now, you did what after you graduated from high school? Let me ask you this first, though. We'll put you on the spot here. How would you describe Bill Saylor? What was he like to play baseball for? He obviously started the program not all that many years before that, in the early to mid-60s. What was he like then to play for? What kind of a strategist was he? What was his particular brand of baseball described as?
Oh, I loved playing for Bill Saylor. He was an excellent coach. And the thing of it is, on our signs, we had to thumb up for a bunt, and he just pointed, you go to second or you go to third. And we kept trying to figure out, why was he doing that? And he told us that if the team sees you doing that, the other team, they get nervous. And, you know, they start thinking about it. And that's how we did it.
And that makes sense, because Bill says to me quite a few times in the booth, because I was somebody that gave a lot of signs, you know, I was give the indicator and all this other stuff. Bill laughs about all these coaches who he sees give all the signs. He said, I just kept it simple. So he did keep it very simple.
Yes, he did. And you wouldn't believe that how nervous some of them teams got, because they'd know what was coming.
That's amazing. What did you do when you got out of high school? Did you continue to play baseball and or softball anywhere?
I've been playing ball. Well, this is the first year that I have not played any kind of organized either baseball or softball.
Well, and how old are you now?
58.
So that's amazing. Where did you continue to play baseball with any particular team?
No, I just, after high school, went to work and started playing softball.
Played a lot of fast pitch, I assume.
I played a couple fast pitch teams out of Newton a couple times, and then the rest of it was just slow pitch.
Now, you've worked for who for these many years?
Right now I'm working for Hy-Vee, and I've been with them going on 24 years.
Wow. So you're looking forward probably at some point to getting in your years and retiring.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it's well worth the wait. Anyway, moving ahead on that, you have had great success, too, as the dad of some pretty good athletes, or at least one very good athlete. Tell us about your family and how they've stayed involved in baseball and or softball.
Okay. My boy Ryan, he played Albia football and baseball, and he was on the state tournament team that went. And he works over at Vermeer's in Pella, and he plays softball and does four-wheel racing and just outdoor stuff. I got a daughter, Kendra, that played basketball, volleyball, and she went to the state tournament for tennis. And then my youngest one, Morgan, she played golf and volleyball, and she missed going to state by one stroke in golf.
So your athletic involvement as a dad has been very involved, too, and your kids did a great job, continued that Kirk athletic legacy.
Thank you. Then I got a grandson that I've helped coach T-ball this year, so we're getting him kind of knowing what's going on.
You had one niece, too, I believe Kenny's daughter, who did quite well in softball. Tell us about that.
Yes, Ariel. She played for the USA team down in Bermuda, I think.
That'd be a hard place to go play, to play in Bermuda.
Yes, it would. It'd be different.
So what are your long-term goals now? You've got all those years in at Hy-Vee. So what are you looking forward to?
Oh, just getting back and relaxing and watching baseball. I love watching baseball or the high school and football. I like high school sports, watching them and watching my baseball team and NASCAR racing.
So you stay very active. And I know, Cliff, as I said, Bill's very fond of you and your pitching ability. I remember it very well. Of course, you were a little bit contemporary, man, a little bit past, of course, but great career, and you've instilled that in your kids, and you're a big supporter of Albia High School Athletics. Always good to see you, and great to have you on my feature before the game tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Rich.
Cliff Kirk, one of the great pitchers and outstanding athletic families in Albia High School history.